You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly Young and the Restless spoilers. These run from Monday, April 29th, all the way through Friday, May 3rd. Jordan is still alive, but nobody knows it but Victor. Claire is still missing. Ashley's still crazy. There is a whole lot to talk about. And by the way, Nikki is still drunk. I'm going to tell you all about what's happening this week. If you haven't, though, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Let's jump right into Monday, April 29th, 2024, season 51, episode 143 of Young and the Restless. So Nikki Newman comes over to the Abbott Mansion to see Jack, and she is telling him that she blames herself for this whole situation with Claire going missing, Harrison getting kidnapped, and the whole Jordan situation. Summer's there, Summer overhears and wants to know, why do you blame yourself? And Nikki reveals that Jordan poisoned herself and Nikki saved her life. And Summer doesn't blame Nikki. She says this is all Jordan. But then after Nikki leaves, Summer talks to Jack and she does reiterate she doesn't blame Nikki, but she still isn't sure that Claire is not guilty because Claire's still missing. So there's still a question mark around it. And Summer, of course, is very quick to despise her. And later, Summer does tell Jack that she wishes, and I think we can all agree on this, that Nikki had let Jordan die. Victoria talks to Michael and Victor and tells them she got that garbled call from Claire. They check into it. It wasn't from a landline, so they can't get a lead that way. Victoria is very upset that Jordan is dead since she's the only one who knows where Claire is being held. Of course, Victor knows very well that Jordan is not dead, because he has her down in his cell where he keeps women that bother him in his basement. Victor cryptically tells Michael and Victoria that Jordan's where she needs to be. Michael is worried that Victor killed her. He's telling this story about how she fell off a bridge. And Michael's like, yeah, but they haven't found her body yet. And I think he suspects Victor killed her. Of course, Victor hasn't. He's just kidnapped her. But he does clarify to Michael and says, I did not kill her. I am not the one who killed her. At least not yet. He may lose his temper and may kill her yet. Adam Newman and Chelsea Newman have a video call with their son Connor that's very positive. The kid seems to be responding to therapy. He says he just wants to get better and come back home. And after the call, before the call, Adam and Chelsea kind of lay out some ground rules for how they need to behave on the call, and they both do that. And then after the call, they have what I consider to be a watershed moment in their co-parenting relationship, and they do some bonding where they each talk about why they're blaming themselves for what's going on with Connor, why they're reacting the way they should, how they can do better, and how they need to support each other. And they wrap it up with a hug. It's great. I loved the whole co-parenting vibe. Victoria and Cole head over to that ratty motel looking for their daughter. They find that creepy doll in a closet, and Cole notices something inside of it, and there's keys, and Victoria recognizes the keys. So that's maybe the key, no pun intended, to finding Claire. Nikki heads over to the GCAC after she talks to Jack, after she talks to Lauren. She tells Lauren she's going to go home, but she doesn't. She gets a room and she just starts boozing. She is hitting the vodka hard. Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, season 51, episode 144. Victoria Newman finds out something shocking. I'm sure this ties back to the doll, to the keys, all that. Meanwhile, Victor is down in the basement. He is grilling Jordan, wants to know where she left Claire Grace. And of course, I don't think Jordan's going to give that information up very easily because she knows that's probably the only reason she's still alive. And it's the only leverage that she has to get herself out of that soundproofed basement cage. Ashley Abbott gets a surprise visitor on Tuesday. This should be her friend, Dr. Laurent, the psychiatrist she knows from France, even though he's clearly an American, played by Christopher Cousins. And they are going to have a chat at the bar at the GCAC with her brother Jack lurking nearby, drinking and listening. Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, episode 145 of the current season, we've got Nikki spiraling. totally out of control. She trashes that room at the GCAC like she is some kind of rock star from the 80s. Like she is breaking stuff, ripping stuff apart, breaking lamps. Jack Abbott is going to show up there beating down the door. She doesn't want to let him in. He won't go away. She finally lets him in and he is looking around at the wreckage that is her room. Like, what happened here? And she's going to unpack all the angst again over how she blames herself for all of this. And he's going to have to help her. He's her sponsor and her longtime friend and her ex-husband. So of course he's going to help her out. That same day on Wednesday, Devon and Nate scheme against Billy Abbott. There's these dividing lines at Chancellor Winters, basically along, you know, Chancellor Industries and Hamilton Winters before they got together in that merger. If they would just break the company apart, could we never have to see any of this again? That would be great, because I'm just really not enjoying this business stuff. I'm not. Maybe you guys are. Let me know in the comments. Anytime they start this meeting stuff, I feel like I'm reporting to work and it's painful. I never liked meetings before I was a content creator. Long time ago, when I had an office job, meetings were my least favorite thing. So it's my least favorite thing on soap operas as well. And I'm sure Devon and Nate think they're smarter than Billy, but Billy is a first-rate schemer, so maybe they shouldn't count their chickens too fast. Ashley struggles to appear sane and in control. So it looks like it's Belle, the Southern Belle tequila-loving personality, who is driving Ashley while she's talking to Dr. Laurent, but she can't let him know it's not Ashley, even though Ashley is asleep in the three beds up in her brain. And Ashley is trying to rein in that Southern accent and convince somebody who knows her very well that she's just fine. I don't think it's going to go over very well. Thursday, May 2nd is episode 146 of the current season. They only gave us one spoiler for Thursday, and it's that Jack goes to extremes to help Nikki. What Jack needs to do is put Nikki in the car and drive her to rehab and check her in. They should have done that months ago, right after she got that vodka IV. I think everybody who loves her is doing her a disservice by not putting her into rehab. Friday, May 3rd, season 51, episode 147. We've got Jack facing the consequences of his choices, and I am assuming his choices to, you know, deal with Nikki and how he's treating her and how he's being her sobriety coach, because Victor hits Nikki with a dose of tough love on Friday. So it looks like that Jack has either called Victor and told him where to find Nikki, or Jack loaded up drunk Nikki and took her home to face Victor. And again, I wish they would just get her into rehab. Meanwhile, on Friday, Victoria opens up to Nick Newman. So based on the spoilers, it looks like we're not going to get Claire back next week. We'll see. That's all I have for right now. I am going to show you the promo for next week, so don't stop just yet. I'll show it to you in just a second. Subscribe if you haven't. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Be sure and come back every day, because we are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. Be sure and check out our other Young and the Restless video today. Marla Adams passed away, the actress who played Dina Mergeron, the Abbott matriarch. It's very sad news, and I talk about that. You can see it on our YNR playlist, or just on our main screen, you can scroll down to the video with her photo. So very sad news. Rest in peace, Marla. Hang on 1 second. Get ready. Here is that YNR promo for you.
You and I are friends, just like we were in Paris.
But there's an agenda.
Hang on a second. What is this? There's something inside here.
Don't make me push the door in.
Fine. You asked for it.
My God. What happened here?